flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to chop the weeds. Thanks to our sponsors at Manscaped, you can trim those holes safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers, y'all. Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming, have an exclusive offer for the Thomas Island audience. If you use our code, TAMA, and you'll get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Join the 2 million men who trust Manscaped. They're here to make sure your balls are trimmed and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. Manscaped has all the tools to get you spring ready. Have you heard about the Weed Whacker? It's a nose and ear hair trimmer that provides proprietary skin-safe technology which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. There's no more gross nose hairs flying off into the wind. Plus, the premium Manscaped Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM motor and a 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Manscaped is making it easier than ever to whack your weeds and also to make sure that you have the most confidence while also providing hygiene. Speaking of incredible hygiene, Manscaped has formulations to keep you fresh and ready for everything that comes your way all day. The Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. It's starting to get hot outside, and this is crucial for your balls to stop sticking to your leg. I use it. It's great, especially as the summertime gets swampier. If you go to manscaped.com right now and use the code TAMA, you'll get 20% off and free shipping. That's right, use the code TAMA for free shipping and 20% off at manscaped.com. Manscaped, shave your balls.
All right, welcome back to Thomas Island Podcast. Holy shit, it's going down right now. It is on fire. New Japan Pro Wrestling is on fire. The G1 is on fire. There's a lot of questions, so much shit going on right now. We're not even going to be worrying about any kind of wrestling news out there. We're going to go straight to the G1. We have a special guest here, my brother from another mother. We got Tangaloa, the other half of Gorillas of Destiny. Tangaloa, what's up, man?
What up, what up, what up?
All right. And you already know, my man here, Ross Berman, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, man. I am amped up. I'm ready for the B block finals. I'm excited from a dramatic night for the A block finals. And like, you're not kidding. We don't have time for wrestling news because the G1 is the wrestling news right
now.
That's
right. Let's dive in right now, man. Crack it open. Let's go.
All right, let's crack it open. First of all, of course, the big news, Kota Ibushi, congratulations, has advanced to the finals of the G1 Climax on Sunday. His giant win has kind of been usurped by another bit of shocking news that came out of last night's A-Block finale, as Will Ospreay decided to turn his back on the man who not only brought him into Chaos, but into New Japan Pro Wrestling in general, if I'm not mistaken. Ospreay turned his back on Kazuchika Okada, joined up with his soon-to-be wife, I believe, Bea Priestley, as well as Rev Pro's Great Okarn, formerly known to New Japan fans as Tomoyuki Oka. They are apparently going to be making their own unit. They are the first expansion unit in New Japan in a very long time. They're putting the factions on notice that they're going to be drafting people.
My brother's pissed off right now. Look at him, pissed off. Holy shit, he's shaking his head right now. He's been mad at damn Ospreay since the beginning.
I want to throw it to T. What do you think of Ospreay kind of turning that hidden blade on Okada?
What can you say? It's Will, so we should have expected it, right? Mm-hmm. The guy said he's the best right now, and through the tournament we learned he's not the best. So he reaches out. His future wife, because that's if you know Will, Will's a big heart guy. He'll do anything for, I don't want to say love, because I don't know if that's love, but I mean, if it's love, it's love, I guess. It's whatever.
Pew, 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 pew. Hey, man, you need to reload a little bit? Or what's up?
I'm just saying. From the outside. It's just very selfish, but then at the same time, I mean, you know, New Japan, right? We rarely ever have women in our company. So for Will to actually use someone he is in a relationship with to come down. I mean, like, to actually just jump out of nowhere and to save his ass. Fuck, man.
He didn't really save him, though.
I was going to say, we should bring up the fact that Ospreay may have turned his back on Okada, but he was mathematically eliminated from the tournament in the very next match. So, again, maybe a little too late. But, Tama, you've been talking about how much of a, for lack of a better term, prick Ospreay has been over the course of this G1. You've been saying he's been kind of showing some heel tendencies. Do you see him going full bore like this, or are you just surprised?
I wasn't surprised.
Okay.
I didn't know he was going to pull this kind of stunt, bringing in his girlfriend, soon-to-be wife, whatever you want to call that.
Yeah.
And then his sidekick, whoever that dude is, Great Okarn. Or can we bring that up already? I'm going Okay.
Tomoyuki Oka. Hey,
what's formerly,
Tomoyuki Oka, he's been in Rev Pro over in the UK, the company that Ospreay is currently the champion of. And he is he's been as the Great Okarn, I believe is his name. Going forward.
You say Okar or Okarn?
Okarn. As Angie has spelled it in the chat here, it's K-H-A-R-N. It's kind of a mix of like Genghis Khan and Carney or something. It's very, he's the Great Okarn.
Okarn. Yeah, exactly. I was a little bit lost at first because Ospreay seemed lost when the Great Okarn came in. Saved his ass, and then I'm like, okay, so Ospreay wasn't expecting that, but then again, if you know their past, they all been working at Rev Pro, so I could see the connection there, but Ospreay, great match with Okada, threw everything at him, moved at a speed that I applaud, but at the same time, he couldn't get the job done himself. He needed his girlfriend, soon-to-be wife, whatever you want to call her, to come in and distract it. But nothing happened. And then the Great Okarn came in and saved the day for Will Ospreay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of – it throws me back to 2013 when Prince David moved up from the junior weight to the heavyweight. And then the G1 finally came back from his excursion and put him over. So I could, see a similarity here happening.
There's definitely some parallels there. And you did bring up a good point. Ospreay and Okada, they have very great chemistry. It's like I said, Okada was kind of, it seemed to be, he kind of was kind of Ospreay's sponsor early in Ospreay's tenure in New Japan. And so it does seem to, it's a deep cut based on the history, but it's like you said, they're very connected. They're very united. Could that be the glue for all of this, so to speak? Because they are a new faction. We don't even know their name yet, despite the fact that many people are throwing out the name Diablo Loco because of the collection ad that Will has been doing the entire tournament. But they don't have a name. It's still a very nascent group, and so what are your kind of first impressions besides the fact Ospreay couldn't get it done on his own, besides the fact that he seemed a little surprised, what does this make you think?
Well, he said that Okada was holding him back. I don't know where the hell that came from. Ospreay, you've been holding yourself back, really. But this is your chance. You want to break off from the pack and prove yourself. It isn't just going to be about wrestling matches. It's going to be, if you're going to lead a faction, it's going to be you being a leader, not a little 22. How old is he?
He's 27. He's the same age as Jay.
Oh, shit. I thought he was 22. Well, he acts like he's 22. So we'll see how he out. Pew, pew, pew. Let's go. Let's take the shots. I'm reloading right now.
We're firing off early and often. I'm liking it. This is.
Yeah. So it's nice. It's nice to see somebody go ahead and break off, try to do, that takes guts, balls, do it. And all I see is another faction for Bullet Club to stomp on.
Ooh, there you go. Okay. What about you, T? Final thoughts on this, wherever this group may be going? Because it's like Ospreay said, they're gonna be drafting people. I mean, everyone might want to make sure that everyone's happy in various factions just going forward.
Yeah, I don't know. there's any final words, like, you were talking about a name, a group name, and it just reminded me of Bay of Pigs.
Oh. So,
so
okay.
Who's that? Will calls B Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And he also likes to call himself.
He's the sex pig, yeah.
And we all know what happened to the Bay of Pigs, right?
Right. But I mean, just the fact that I will have to say that sex pig is bad.
I mean, look, if Will, if
he's gonna kick out of this, eh?
Well, no, because I'm with Tongaloa. If Will Ospreay is gonna make us use the term sex pig, at least turn it into some Bay of Pigs. Is it's an interesting idea. Maybe Oka is the air support that the Cuban revolutionaries didn't have for the
right.
Pigs invasion. It's, I don't know. I do tell you who I feel bad for. I feel bad for Robbie Eagles because it feels like he Will kind of brought him into chaos, and now Will is just giving a big middle finger to everyone. So I'm interested to see where Eagles falls into all of this.
Oh, who knows? Eagles might go. He might
I see, because that's who he's loyalty to, right? Is Ospreay.
It seems like it. It seems like, granted, Eagles was brought in originally for Bullet Club, but it does seem like Ospreay kind of.
Little did we know that he was over there smooching up with Ospreay the whole time. So, we should have known that was going to happen no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Y'all mm-hmm. thought that Ospreay was recruiting for chaos. Maybe he was recruiting for this group the whole time. I don't know. It's It throws a wrench in a lot of things, but I feel like we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the big wrench that's been thrown into everything. Kota Ibushi, the man, the myth, the man trying to become God, is now on his way to the G1 finals for the third time in a row, making him the first person ever in the 30-year history of the G1 Climax to make the finals 3 years in a row. There have been plenty of people who have made the finals three times, but not back-to-back-to-back like this. And so big, big things for Kota Ibushi, but it came at the cost of Jay White having to fall to Tomohiro Ishii in the main event of Budokan last night. I got to ask, what did you guys kind of think of Jay White getting ever so close to making it to the G1 finals, but even with Gato, he just could not get it done against Ishii. Tom, I'm gonna throw to you first.
Nah, let's go to T. Go ahead,
okay.
T.
Okay, T. What's your thoughts on the situation with Jay White losing the A block for Bullet Club essentially?
At the end, at the end of the match, who's that? Gato looked frustrated. It seems as though. I never watched the interviews. I just watched the matches. So it just seems that he's very frustrated because usually when he does, interfere in matches, wins happen. Mm. And unfortunately, it just didn't happen as many times as he wanted to. And his frustration also looks like he's frustrated at Jay, as if he made a bad choice in Jay, which I don't think is a bad choice at all. However, to show your frustration out like that, I mean, in public, right after the match, is a telltale sign for things to come. Like, and what they are, I have no idea. We're still here in the States. I would love to be in Japan right now. So we'll find out what's going on when we get there, or maybe we'll find out in the next 2 days. I mean, we still got B block and we still got the final. So
it does raise an interesting question, because in that there is one person who is still very eligible for the B block to take B block, and that's Evil, who is also while Gato has been a King Switch guy for most of the fall. Last summer he was all about Evil. He was him, Dick Togo, and Evil were kind of the triumvirate keeping Bullet Club together in Japan. Mm-hmm. And so one has to wonder if Evil wins tomorrow and beats Sonata, wins the B block, does that make Gato question his partnership with Jay White that much more? Because he's not a sentimental guy. He went from Okada to Switchblade pretty quickly and pretty easily. And if he decides to move from Switchblade to whoever, I gotta believe it'd be just as easy a transition for him. I'm Tama, what do you think, man? What do you guys know Gato better than I do?
I've been coming down on Jay somewhat during this whole G1, just so I could see, especially there at the halfway point, I didn't think he was going to be able to make it. Mm-hmm. But then he pulled it off, came all the way, and with 12 points. Unfortunately, What, 10 or 12 points he's at?
We're talking about Jay White. He's currently – he was at 12 points. Him and Osprey points. And Okada were all tied at 12 at the end.
And you know, that's still a big sign. Mm. You know, he's still strong there at the end, and it sucks. At least he was up there with the big boys, right?
Yep.
But this now, as a fanboy, before I even get to that, we'll talk about Evil. For Bullet Club, I want Evil to go through, make it through. You know, now that Jay is out of the running, I want Bullet Club to go through. Mm-hmm. Now, as a fanboy, I call Sonata and Ibushi.
Yep.
In the finals.
My bad, guys.
You're good. No, and Tama, you're not wrong. You've been talking Ibushi Sonata. I've been talking Ibushi Sonata. There's been a lot of talk of that. Half of that equation's through. Ibushi's in there. What do you think? Do you think Sonata could get
now,
it done?
Now, before we move on to that, now I want to address the situation now with Jay White and Evil, because I know there's a lot of people here. We're split down the middle. So, here's a tough one, because what do you do? What if Evil wins and he goes through? Then everything that we thought at the beginning, what I thought, it is the Evil era of Bullet Club. Then it'll solidify that, wouldn't it?
That's what I'm saying with Gato is like it clearly, if Evil can not only win the double championship in 2020, which he's already done and Jay White hasn't, and he can also make it to the G1 final, which Jay White hasn't been able to do this year. Mm-hmm. Evil is kind of making a real big case for being the guy, for being the face, for being your Jim Morrison, your Axl Rose, whatever you want, being the president of Bullet Club.
Now, if Evil doesn't win this, then it puts him and Jay kind of with the parallel same level, right?
Now, here's –
because they didn't win it.
So would you then say that if Evil wins B Block and heads to the finals, it would unify Bullet Club more than if he doesn't? And then, because all of a sudden,
he would have a stronger case.
Yeah, because
being the front man.
I'm just saying, because if Evil wins, he can make that front man case real easily. He's been able to do what Jay hasn't. If he loses, they both end the tournament with 12 points. They both, yes, the double title reign is there, but it's in the past, and so you can make the case that Evil losing is probably closer to a Bullet Club civil war than Evil winning at this point. So if Evil wins, you got someone to unite behind. You have a standard. You have a, you know. But if he doesn't, people got to start making choices. And in the case of Gato, it might be a hard choice or an easy choice. I don't know. He was looking frustrated at the end, but he still helped Jay walk out of the arena. He still stood by him in the interviews. Jay, right now, Gato is a mystery wrapped in an enigma, stuffed in a riddle. He's a wild card.
I think Gato is very invested in Jay White. Mm-hmm. I think that's just my view and what I think. Because he hasn't really done anything for me to question his loyalty to Jay.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Watching his matches, he hasn't done anything to make me think. So I think that Jay is still the one we invest in. But right now, doesn't mean that he has to be up front. We're still invested in him if he's in Bullet Club. But if Evil is winning and putting Bullet Club in the headlines, you know, then you gotta give that man his respect. Now if he doesn't win, then we got a new problem. So,
And that's what I'm saying.
We'll deal with that when we get there. Huh?
Exactly. We still have a lot of. It's only 2 days, but it's a lot of tournament to go. There are some very big steps.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
drafts. I feel like now that we've talked about Ibushi, we've talked about Ospreay, we've talked about Jay, I feel like we've kind of talked A-Block. We're done with A-Block. Because don't get me wrong, Okada did finish at 12 points, but that betrayal by Ospreay, it feels like his story is kind of over for the fall right now. As the downward slide of Okada continues, the rise of Taichi continues, and Suzuki and Takagi seem to be engaged in endless battle for the never open weight belt. If the results of their match is anything to say, because now Takagi has a shot at regaining that never belt. Mm-hmm. But let's head over to B Block, where it's a little more. The math is a little simpler than it was towards the final night of A Block. Final night of A Block, everyone had 12 points, and Will Ospreay had to yell fire in a crowded room to figure out a way through to the finals. But with B Block, it's very simple. Tetsuya Naito and Evil have 12 points. Sonata has 10 points. Sonata is facing Evil in the main event of the B Block finals. If Tetsuya Naito wins his match against Kenta in the semi-main event, Sonata is mathematically eliminated because Naito will be at 14 points. The best Sonata can come up with is second place. Evil, however, is kind of writing his own ticket because Evil's at 12 points. He has a tiebreaker win over Naito. If he beats Sonata, win, lose, or draw with Naito, he's through to the finals. But Sonata, the underdog, who you and I have both predicted might go through to those finals, he needs not only Naito to lose against Kenta, but he also needs to beat Evil in the main event. And so he has probably the longest road. But like I said, this is the simple math of the G1. A Block was a nightmare. So let's talk about, first of all, Tetsuya Naito, the double champ. He's got to go up against your boy Kenta. And this is a deadly – Kenta's now at the point where he can play spoiler, and we know how Kenta feels about ruining people's nights. He loves it. And if he can ruin your year, even better. So I'm going to throw to you, Tama, first. Where do you see this Naito-Kenta match going? Who do you see winning?
I say Kenta.
Yeah.
I say Kenta right now. Like you said, he's a spoiler. He's been a spoiler right now for people. And, I mean, his whole fuck it attitude is really winning me over with the, you know, just spoiling the cameraman.
He loves to ruin people's day. And I've got to believe that losing to Naito back in February is going to light that fire under Kenta. Because Kenta he started the year writing a really big check. He tarnished Naito's moment in the Tokyo Dome on the final night of a two-night Wrestle Kingdom. And so in losing to Naito after that moment, he needs to come back from that somehow. He needs to get that revenge. I'm with you. I gotta see Kenta going through. T, what are your thoughts on Naito versus Kenta? Again, Naito needs to beat Kenta to have any shot at the finals, and Kenta, that momentum.
I want Kenta to win, definitely, and I hope he does. Like, I'm not on the same line with you, Ross, on whether or not Kenta needs to, like, show after what happened at Wrestle Kingdom. I think it's just because of the pandemic. Wrestle Kingdom seems like years ago now. So.
Fair point.
So I just don't feel like anything that happened at Wrestle Kingdom even really matters now.
You make a good point.
But I'm with you as far as like Kenta needs this one. I feel like not just for him or anything, but just like you said. Just the fucking spoil shit.
Yeah, no, just sometimes you just want to rain on someone's parade, and I respect the hell out of that. Yeah, no, I think we're all in agreement. Kenta probably going to beat Naito, but that main event, Evil versus Sonata, Evil definitely he's got a lot of momentum heading into this. He's only so far lost to, let me pull it up one more time. Yeah, he's so far only lost to Yano.
To Yano, yep. And
to Zack Sabre Jr., who, I mean, Sabre beating Evil is like death and taxes. It seems to always happen. And so it feels like Evil's the favorite, not just because Sonata's going in with 10 points, but it does feel like Evil, especially with Dick Togo, feels like he's been a little bit more dominant. And at the end of the day, if Dick Togo is really the only factor. That's a pretty big factor against Sonata.
But you know, Sonata freaking won against Zach.
Yeah.
So, and Evo lost against Zach. So it puts them both in the same kind of level because they both lost to Yano, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'd say they're both at the same level right now. With Sonata coming in as an underdog to win this, but Evo, no matter what, right now is looking mad evilish. Right, he's looking mad evilish, and I see a lot of people. I see a lot of people hating on Evo. Man, I had to stay quiet on social media because there was so much, so much evil going towards Evo. Man, so I was like, holy dog shit, and I was like, oh man, I knew if I put in my 2 cents that I might get some of that energy. So I was like, let me just wait up a little bit. But I mean, you can't deny it. Evo is evil. What'd you expect him to be good?
No, I'm with you. He's literally evil. And it does feel like, I don't know, if you're gonna really make this story of Kota Ibushi, because we haven't talked about it a lot, but if Kota Ibushi actually wants to become God, what is a better symbol of him becoming God than literally defeating evil. In the G1 climax?
That's a good point. But hold on. But let me tell you guys something. I just saw Shayna here on the chat room said that, you know, he does comfort toddlers, and I mean there's a little bit of a maybe he's not so evil after all. You know, there's an evil heart in there somewhere. You know,
is it all an evil exterior with a good teddy bear heart that just wants to?
I think maybe.
The man is showing layers. He's the proverbial onion, like Shrek would say. But it does feel like evil and Sonata feels like a toss up. I think you can make the case for Ibushi versus Evil. Yeah. I think you can make the case for Ibushi versus Sonata, and I think all three of those guys have a reason to fight Naito at the Tokyo Dome. And so it's a real. There's a lot.
I just feel like LIJ right now is just falling apart left and right. Yep. That's the way I look at it. I feel like they're dissolving, and this right here, you guys, there's three guys we're talking about right now: Evil, Sonata, and Naito. Three solid, yeah, they're all up there, and they're all fighting for that spot. I'd say LIJ wasn't as everybody thought they were.
No, and I think everyone is kind of distracted by Osprey kind of stabbing Chaos in the back. They're forgetting the fact that like if it's entirely possible we could be seeing a Naito Sonata Wrestle Kingdom main event. That's in the car if it's possible at the moment.
It's not that people are forgetting about Osprey. They just don't give a shit about what's going on in Chaos. That's all. Pew pew. Yep. Pew pew. I'm reloaded. Let's go. Well,
Chaos has been bleeding out for about 2 years now. I mean, I don't even know. I legitimately don't know if Goto is a part of Chaos right now. Everything in his opening is the LA Dojo.
But going back to what we said earlier at the beginning, when we first started this, we recognized that Chaos had way many more competitors in this. Mm-hmm. So that's why you always lose Chaos. I mean, that's why there's always Chaos in Chaos, because there's too many people to keep an eye out on. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, going back to originally to Will, Will saw that proudly. He saw, wait, there's too many people. Ain't nobody looking at me. Let me jump ship real quick. And the best way to do that is to bring in my girlfriend, bring in some older from the UK, and then hit Okada, who's technically the face of Chaos.
I feel like we're kind of glossing over Okarn. Because at the end of the day, Osprey hijacked a young lion. Okarn hadn't returned from excursion. This is his return from excursion, and he's already on Will's side. And so there is this, it's not only a shot at Chaos, it's a shot at New Japan saying, I'm coming for your rookies no matter where they are on the planet right now.
Well, shit, Osprey, right now I think you failed at your first recruit, because when Okarn came out, I was just like, oh, darn, this just sucks.
Oh, shots fired.
I came loaded today, fellas.
I was going to say.
Loaded. They don't call us Bullet Club for nothing. All right?
Living up to the name. All right. Well, it's not only Naito versus Kenta. It's not only Evil versus Sonata. We've also got a couple of other matches that have to take place in B Block. They may only be for bragging rights, but they're still important. So let's do a
wait, Ross. Round. Let me cut you off real quick.
Yep.
Sorry, man.
Hey, no, go for it.
Shout out to Yujiro getting a win last night against. Hey!
Ooh. There we go. Go. Yujiro.
Yeah,
there we go. Man. This is a good time to bring up the fact Yujiro finally got his first win, and he beat the guy that, frankly, T, you had said that all of his points were yours. He beat Jeff Cobb, someone who you were truly frustrated that was on that plane instead of you. So let me ask you, did you text Yujiro, and did you say, win this one for me?
No, I did okay. not. I okay. just let Yujiro's pimp juice just overwhelm yep. him and give him that extra to get him over the top. And I was happy for him. I mean, it was sweet.
Oh, absolutely not. Hey, you trusted Yujiro to be Yujiro, and look at that. You gave him a healthy dose of the pimp juice. Tama,
right? Guys, no, it was good. Yeah, it was good. I loved it. He beat Jeff Cobb. And mm-hmm. Jeff Cobb beat some solid names. I mean, he beat Jay White, too, that Yujiro lost to. So, I mean, it still gives him strength.
Do you bring up
– Did Cobb beat Will?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Cobb beat Ospreay. Yes. Cobb
just
beat
– sure, just making sure we
– Cobb was the spoiler. And then, like, it was like Yujiro was the spoiler to the spoiler.
Yeah. Yep.
So many spoilers.
Solid.
Really, really solid stuff from Yujiro Takahashi. We should also we should also bring up Yoshihashi. Yoshihashi, his only win right now is against Sonata, who might be headed to the finals. He's definitely in contention. So that's a big win for Yoshihashi. He definitely has shown a new side to himself, despite what Kenta may be saying about him being the Bo Staff's assistant. I mean, I have to ask you all about this. Because we've been
fucked up, man. Yep.
We've been talking about the fact that Kenta's been just shitting on people. He really gave it to Yoshihashi, essentially saying, I'm fighting the Bo Staff, and then calling Yoshihashi the Bo Staff's assistant.
The Bo Staff's ring girl?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Cold-blooded.
Cold as ice, man. It's cold as ice, Kenta. Damn you. Shit. Yeah, man.
Someone needs to buy Kenta a Bo Staff for Christmas. That's all I'm saying. He's he was enamored with Yoshihashi's Bo Staff. He seemed to and I mean, especially hanging out with Yujiro's also got a cane. I feel like Kenta's he's getting jealous for the walking sticks.
No lie, like when I first when I first saw Yoshihashi's character, and he would always come out with a bow staff, I honestly thought his character was like a magician.
Because
I really wasn't sure what the bow staff was for. I was like, why are you walking out with that? Like, you don't need it.
It was like he's like the Japanese version of Napoleon Dynamite. You know? He's got his bow staff, yo.
I'm not gonna lie. Now that you've said that, all I can think of is Master Watto, because Master Watto was another one where when he kind of returned, people were like, he looks like a magician. He's got the stars on his tights. He's got
right.
Like, something about sending those folks to CMLL. They come back magicians. you went to CMLL, Tom, and did they teach you magic? Did you learn any magic down there?
No, man. Come on, man. We got to bring me in there. Hey, hold up, man. I'm we're sorry. Talking about them, all right?
I'm Shit. Sorry. I realized if we're talking about CMLL, you were down there, and I can't not bring it up. Tama, summer is over. Fall is here. And, you know, with fall, with everything layering up, I have found that it means that my junk gets more swampy, not less swampy. Man, you get those layers on in the fall.
No, that's right. That's right. More clothes, more heat generation. You're going to get swampy. You're going to get musky.
You got to stay groomed. You got to get trimmed. You got to find a way to keep everything neat and tidy down there. And the folks at Manscaped have pretty much given you everything you need to maintain.
Oh, I'm loving it. I'm loving the preserver. I use that on a regular basis, and I understand right now going into fall, I'm going to need it even more.
Manscaped has been working for a long time to make sure that you're able to do that, and that's why they've redesigned their electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team spent the past 18 months perfecting the greatest fall hair trimmer ever created, and they just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. This is the third generation of their ball trimmer. Its cutting-edge ceramic blade is going to reduce all grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. Manscaped obsessed over their technology, giving you the best tools possible for your grooming experience, whether it be the Lawnmower 3.0 or the ingredients in all their other products. Tama, tell them about these.
Yo, best ingredients in the game, all right? They got scientists. They got mad scientists putting this together for you, for the preserver, for the reviver, for the duster. They got everything for you guys. Look, guys, when I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes to groom your junk.
They've also upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor. This thing is not going to get caught. It's not going to get stuck. It's going to make sure that you're going to have a clean and crisp trim down there.
All right. So if you're listening to me speak right now, you are one of the first people to hear about this life-changing product. And I want you to experience it firsthand for yourself. Trim that junk of yours.
We're going to give you 20% off plus free shipping if you use the code TAMA over at manscaped.com. That's right, 20% off plus free shipping with the code TAMA. That's again, TAMA over at manscaped.com. You're going to get 20% off free shipping. And if you screenshot it, we might send you a prize package. Level up your hygiene, because folks, I don't know if you know this, but when everything's clean down there, she's going to want to make your G1 climax.
Manscaped, your balls will thank you.
All right, so let's talk about B Block, because we've got some big matches in B Block. Some matches that I really think could some of them are rematches, but some of them could really be saying where people are going in the future. An example of this, we had a big rematch. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Hiroshi Tanahashi is going to be happening at the B Block finale. These guys who spent, all of 2019 pretty much in a constant war against each other. I'm going to throw it to T first. Who do you got, Sabre or Tanahashi tomorrow?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Currently, Zack Sabre is the tag champ, and him and Tai Chi beat Ibushi and Tana, right, for that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'll give it to the champ. I'll take Zach over Tana.
Okay. All right. I'm going to throw Tama now. You got Tanahashi or you got Sabre?
I got Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Okay.
So I'm going, I'm looking at the champ's 6 points, man. I don't think he's going out like that, you know? I say Zach is at, what, 10 points right now?
Mm-hmm.
And then if he gets 12 – he's up there in the running. I don't see him making a run. I see Tanahashi taking this one, coming out, leaving the G1 with a solid 8.
All right. I got it. I'm going to go with T on this one. I see Sabre simply because, as I've always said, if you have any kind of injured knee, Sabre's going to – it's a target for him. And Tanahashi has two of them. And so it's going to be a rough time for him. But yeah. Tama makes a good argument. Tama makes a very good argument. Next up, we got to talk Juice Robinson versus Hirooki Goto. This is a match where it feels like two guys could be in very similar positions at the end of it, because Goto has been a gatekeeper for a long time now. Juice has shown a new kind of fire to himself this tournament. He might be taking that gatekeeper role in the future. Who do you got, Goto or Juice? I'm going to throw to T first.
After the match with Tana, I'm going with Goto. That match him and Tana had were like, whew, man. The way Goto came out with that win over Tana, like, I feel like he mentally and physically is just that much more than Juice.
It's a good point. He made real quick work of Tanahashi, under 14 minutes. Shockingly quick for especially for Goto and especially for Tanahashi. Tama, who do you got, Goto or Juice?
I agree with some of the things you said to a certain extent about Juice can be that next gatekeeper. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel he's got enough juice right now to be that.
Okay.
You know, so gotcha. I'll take, I'm going to go with Goto. He's just, you know, that's a samurai, man. That's just a guy that just been solid, solid, solid this his whole career there. So I don't see him dropping that that win. So
I you make a very good point, especially about the fact that Goto, I mean, he's just been dominating it. I'm gonna say Juice, simply because I think Juice has shown a new side to himself this tournament, and kind of for the same reason you said Tanahashi, Tama. I don't see 6 points reflecting how Juice was in this tournament. Maybe eight is a standing for how he did. Look, I'm not gonna say that I think Juice Robinson should have won this tournament, but I think the new, less colorful Juice Robinson has it slightly more together. It just from a presentation standpoint, that's where I'm going Juice.
Ross, you keep going to that presentation.
I'm the theater guy. You guys are the wrestlers. I'm gonna let you guys talk about people in the ring. I'm gonna be the theater guys. Like, this is how they're presenting themselves to me. This is how
I'm with you. Hey, I'm big on presentation too. And you know, Juice, I just don't, like I said, I know Juice, so then like I just can't.
You can't see him exactly. And that's fair. I can definitely get that. So next we got to talk about Toru Yano versus Yoshihashi. A match that, I mean, to me is a toss up. Yoshihashi has been very focused this tournament, but Toru Yano is defending that King of Pro Wrestling trophy, and so he's really trying to keep his win-loss record strong. I'm going to throw a Tama first. Who you got, Toru Yano or Yoshihashi?
I'm going to go with Yoshihashi just because I think he can – that 2 points, I think he can do better than that. I think he's deserved 4. I think he can go for it, and Yano will be the guy to give it to him and can see them going – I mean, if Yoshihashi beats Yano here, that means he gets to challenge him for the King of Pro Wrestling title, right?
Yep.
I could see that. Ooh. I see Yoshihashi's been elevating this year. I don't know how much, but some.
Yep.
You know, and especially during this old COVID, he stepped up a lot. And you can see it this year's G1 that he's really been stepping up. And I'm going to give it to him.
Okay. Interesting. I'm going to throw to T now. Who do you got? You got Yano, you got Yoshihashi?
I'll give it to Yano just because it's Yano.
That's fair.
It's a chaos match. Therefore, there is more problem with chaos if one of them wins. It's just one. I agree, man. Yoshihashi has put forth the effort, and he's really put on a show for New Japan and the fans. And I've appreciated it, even though I was shitting it at the beginning.
Oh yeah, no.
I was hitting on Yoshi.
Oh, we remember.
Just so everybody's clear, I'll remember that. It's always good to point out when you had said something, and later down the road you will, you know, eat that. So I'll eat that. He's really done a hell of a job this G1, and I just think it's possible that Yano saw that, and he's just going to do his best to, you know, use that against them. I think Yano will see that Yoshihashi wants to come in, really put forth the effort, and Yano's like, nah, man, I'm here to bullshit. Let's just wrap it up and get out of here.
I mean, Yano has been a spoiler for everyone this series, right? I just know him being a spoiler for Yoshi. That's it.
I'm going to have to go with T on this one simply because, like, I think Yoshihashi – how do I put this best? I think Yoshihashi – I think 4 points is exactly what he deserves – for the effort he's put forth, but I don't think Yoshihashi ever gets what he deserves. And so I could see him finishing with 2 points as a way to make Yoshihashi fans go, how in the hell did Yoshihashi, he beat Sonata and he only ended up with, I could see that creating some
with we saw Yujiro the spoiler to a spoiler, which was Def Cobb, right? I can see Yoshihashi being the spoiler for the spoiler of Toriano. So
it's a good point.
Here we go.
It's a very good point. And again, we're looking at a final where definitely it'll be Kota Ibushi. It might be Evil, it might be Naito, it might be Sonata. So I kind of want to break down all three of these. Let's start with Naito because he feels like an outlier. He's already got the double belt. It would be unprecedented for him to win the G1.
I could see him maybe making it to the finals, but it definitely feels like what could you see Naito's chances against Ibushi? Because it's basically going, do you think Naito could beat Ibushi? Do you think Sonata could beat Ibushi? Or do you think Evil could beat Ibushi? So let's start with Naito. Do you think if Naito makes it through to the finals, do you think Naito could beat Ibushi? I'm going to start with T.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's very possible. I mean, okay. He's the double champ. Like, when you're the double champ, you're supposed to, you know, carry yourself in a certain manner, and you're supposed to have a mental strength, a physical strength, a willpower that's greater than your opponent. So, I mean, that's just in my – that's just an assumption I have for champions. So,
oh, yeah.
If that's Naito, if he carries those two titles with that mentality, then yeah, he's very capable of beating Ibushi.
He's done it before. Half of the reason he's in that Intercontinental title hunt is because of the fact that him and Ibushi were spending all the last year, it seems, locked in an eternal struggle. Right. Tama, I got to throw to you. Yeah. If Naito ends up facing Ibushi, who do you see coming out of that final?
It could be either one.
Yeah.
Because we've seen them battle it out, like you said, all last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it is nothing new. You know they're going to throw down, and it could go either way. It's a toss-up between Naito and Ibushi, just because we've seen it for so much, you know, and it's a toss-up for me.
I'm with you. I'm entertaining the thought, because I think Naito winning is this unprecedented move, because look, 2020, like we've said, anything's possible. The champ has never, at least not since, I believe it was Chono, in the early 2000s, but since the G1 became the road to Wrestle Kingdom, we haven't had a champion win it. This could be the first time the champion gets to call his shot. But if he loses, it's going to come down to Evil or Sonata. So let's start with your boy Evil. You think Evil can pull it off against Ibushi in the finals if and when that happens? I'm going to throw to Tama first.
I can see that.
Okay.
I can see Evil, you know, he pulled some dirty tricks with Naito, and he became the double champ. Mm-hmm. I don't see why he wouldn't do the same. I mean, when it comes to Ibushi, you know, especially to a straight edge guy like that, I think that's more of a hurt towards Ibushi if he comes into this battle, you know, going straight edge. But you never know. But I can see Evil. I'm trying to think of matches that I've seen Evil and Ibushi together besides the G1.
I was going to say, it feels like a match that's very, very, I don't want to say protect, it just, it doesn't happen a lot. Right. It does seem that Ibushi tends to tangle more with Naito. He hasn't really tangled that much with Sonata even. He's had a couple of matches, but it would be fresh territory for Evil and Ibushi. I'm gonna throw it to T now. I mean, what if Evil and Ibushi is a match we haven't seen a lot? You gotta give the edge to Evil. You give the edge to Ibushi.
Ibushi and just cut.
No, go for it.
As a fan, I don't want to see Naito and Ibushi again.
Okay.
There's a couple reasons. Is just because every time they have a match, I always feel like someone's going to die.
Okay.
Like I've seen them drop each other's heads, and I'm like, what the fuck? And the other reason is because I've seen it. Like, Evil, Ibushi would be nice to see. Sonata, Ibushi would be nice to see. And Evil against Ibushi, is definitely a story for Ibushi to overcome, because Ibushi has Dick Togo in that corner. This is his third time straight going in, and you know there's a lot of story there for him to, you know, accomplish as far as being the third again to be in there and to win it if he goes against Evil and Dick Togo, because you can't say Evil without Dick Togo, because
yep.
Part of the reason why Evil's in this situation is because of Dick Togo.
And it does kind of it's a situation Ibushi's familiar with, because when you talk about how if he's facing evil, he's not just facing evil. All I think back to is last year in the finals when it was literally Ibushi on one side of the ring and all of you, the entirety of Bullet Club on the other side of the ring backing up Jay White. And so not only has Ibushi faced those odds, he's overcome those odds. Last year he beat not just Jay White, he essentially beat Bullet Club in the finals. And so the precedent is there, but it does, as we've talked about, if evil is able to beat Ibushi in a play, it's another thing that Jay White hasn't been able to do. It's another, mm-hmm. it's another notch on Ibushi's club, so to speak. And so on evil's club, so to speak. And so there's a lot there, but there's one guy we haven't talked about, and that's Sonata. When you use the bathroom, you always close the door behind you, right? You don't want random people looking in on you. So why would you want to let random people just look in on where you go online? Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. Did you know that the internet service providers like Comcast and Verizon know every single website you visit? And what's worse, they can sell that information to ad companies and tech giants who will use that data to target you. ExpressVPN puts a stop to this. It creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so that your online activity can be seen by anyone.
I use ExpressVPN on all my devices. It works on everything, phones, laptops, even routers. So everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can still be protected even if they don't have ExpressVPN. The best part is, using ExpressVPN is as easy as closing the bathroom door. You just fire up the app, click one button, and you're all protected. ExpressVPN is the world's number one rated VPN by CNET, Wired, The Verge, and countless others. So if you're like me and believe your online activity is your business, secure yourself by visiting expressvpn.com/Tama today. Use my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/Tama, and you can get an extra 3 months free. That's expressvpn.com/Tama.
Sonata is, like I said, he's the underdog. He's not only relying on a win over evil, he also needs Naito to lose. He actually just needs to beat evil because he's got the tie over Naito. He's got the tie over evil. So Sonata, he needs that win over, evil, which he hasn't really been dealing with evil since evil left LIJ. There have been a couple tag matches, but this will be their first singles encounter since evil became Bullet Club. Mm-hmm. Is that going to factor into the match? Is Sonata going to be out for revenge, or is evil going to be out to prove that he's been the better man in that tag team this whole time? Because it's not just LIJ versus Bullet Club in that. It's two people who have known each other and tagged with each other for years, years, one tag league together. They are a dominant team, and now they have to face each other. And Sonata likes to pretend that nothing can faze him. He's Teflon, but evil. Can hold a grudge. Evil can really, really hold, and it begs the question: Is evil going to be out to prove that he's better than Sonata? That he has.
There's a lot of meat there, man. There's a lot.
I'm not gonna lie. The reason I'm predicting Sonata is because people in Japan love Sonata. The crowd reaches out to him in a way that they don't do for a lot of people, and. Uh-huh. Does that make evil jealous? Does that make evil say, I'm going to prove to all of you people you should have been thirsting over me and my pecs instead of Sonata and his pecs? I mean, what do you think, Tama? Do you think evil has more to this than just the G1? It's pride.
From Bullet Club standpoint, we want evil, and you know, we're going to try to get to the front. Evil's been the man to bring us to the headlines, like I said before. There's a lot that evil needs to prove by beating
Sonata, but they both got similar stories. These guys were tag champs together. Mm-hmm. Like you said, they were tag teams for years. Yep. They beat us, G.O.D.
Yeah.
So, Evil, you can't expect people to be liking you when you turn your back on L.I.J. So, of course, he's probably one of the most hated men right now in Japanese wrestling. Mm-hmm. Until he did that little thing with the toddler, but we'll see. You know, so, but Sonata right now, he's been building momentum even when they were tag teaming together. I saw it at the beginning when they were tag teaming. Evil had a nice momentum, but then it turned somewhere in that tag team line time frame. Sonata started picking up steam, and he's been running with it. And I think that's the only way. Now the story is getting juicier is by Evil leaving, turning his back on L.I.J., coming to Bullet Club and facing them. But the fanboy in me, you know, I picked Sonata at the beginning because I feel like he just has this great momentum to him. And he's at the right there. He's almost through the door. He's at the door, but it's up to him to walk through it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think this match right here is a great storyline. It's a great storyline with Sonata and Naito. I mean, with Evil and Naito, because these are three top guys that were used to be in a faction together. I think it's juicy, man. Mm-hmm. It's juicy.
I got it. You said it. Both of you've wrestled Evil and Sonata multiple times because of Tag League, because of those IWGP tag belts. I'm gonna put both you and T on the spot. I'm gonna start with T. Evil and Sonata. I'm not going to ask you who you think's going to win. I'm going to say who's the better man. Who's the wrestler that you think really?
Who Ooh, is you, the, son of a bitch?
Yeah. Who's the better man? Evil or Sonata? I'm going to start with T.
Oh.
So here's what. So you go with. This is what usually happens. So like, say this is two candidates, right?
Yep.
They're battling for a seat in the Senate and or, you know, president, whatever.
Yep. Anyways,
what usually happens is that people usually vote for the most attractive one. Mm-hmm. Someone who looks good, is charming, has that, you know, swag about them.
Yep.
Sonata has that.
Yep.
So I'm going to go say Sonata has that. And not to say, you know, I'm not saying Evil's ugly, but he's not a Sonata.
Okay.
I mean, if you saw like a lot of these comments that are happening on the board, a lot of ladies love Sonata.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
It's a good point. And this is why I didn't want to make it like it's a very vague question for a reason, because I'm going to throw it to Tama now, because Evil is, they're both ass kickers. I mean, their pedigrees speak for themselves. Evil's been a double champion this year, and so you can't take that away from them. But you've wrestled both of these guys, and so ultimately, you know, one of these guys scares you more than the other. I don't get me wrong. I know they've been a unit, but one of these guys makes you go, oh, shit.
Whoa.
Hmm? No,
I don't know about that.
No? Okay. No, okay.
Shut the hell up. Come okay. on now.
Gotcha. Note taken.
Nah. That ain't, hey, number gotcha. One, we ain't scared of nobody in that team,
gotcha.
All right? Now, the better question would have been, who do you think has more capabilities?
Okay.
All right? More gotcha. More wrestling capabilities or
okay.
things like that in that nature. Don't be scared. Come on, Ross, you're better than that.
Fair. Ugh, no, fair.
Ugh. Anyways.
Retracted.
Look, as in skills-wise, as in, you know, if I have to give it to Sonata just from the matches that we've had. Every time I stepped in there, there's a pace that I go, there's a style, and Sonata just seemed to adapt to it a lot faster than Evil would. Evil, when I look at them, Sonata's a more agile, more athletic type. And Evil's I would say Evil's like the tank.
Gotcha. You know,
and I think I'm not taking anything away from Evil, but I think that's limited.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in this day and age with the way wrestling is going. And I think that's Ospreay proves my theory on that.
Mm-hmm.
And Sonata is just very capable of that. I mean, like my brother said, he's a handsome dude. I'm very confident to say that he's a handsome dude.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he just needs to stop that little dancing bullshit he did on Instagram. All right,
you're never gonna let him live that down.
I don't know. And then so
okay,
I give it to Sonata skills wise.
Okay,
yeah.
No, that's because I
Look, I feel like Bullet Club already made their choice between Evil and Sonata when it really comes down to it. They picked Evil, and Evil got the double champions. He's already heading towards the G1 finals. So, like I said, his pedigree speaks for himself. But they're such an even match for the finals, especially when you consider how well they know each other, when you consider the fact that it's not just – even if they're worn down from however many weeks that this tournament has been going on, they still know each other to a degree that only, I mean, you and T understand, but very few do. There's a lot, it's like you said, there's a lot of meat here. There's a lot to chew on in this G1 climax final. And so Tama, are you still holding fast to that Sonata Ibushi prediction?
Fanboy? Yeah.
And if so, who's winning?
I'm gonna go with Sonata and Ibushi, and then the person that would take it from there would be Sonata. I think Sonata is gonna be the one that wins this altogether.
Ooh,
that's my pick.
Bold, but I like it. I like it. Sonata he's spent the past few singles tournaments being the bridesmaid, never the bride. Would be a big win to get that G1 climax win. I'm gonna throw to Teen out. What do you see for the final now that we've got Ibushi slotted in there? And who do you see winning it?
So I will go with the fan and go with Sonata Ibushi, but I just don't see. I mean, LIJ is already shook. Mm-hmm. So if Sonata wins it, now you're talking about just ending LIJ. I mean, for real.
I'll take that.
It's an interesting proposition because it does create a lot of tension if they have to spend the next three. Even if they're as respectful as LIJ has been from time to time, they still have to spend the next 3 months locking horns. So there's a lot there to the idea that Sonata winning could be the end of LIJ. I'm going Ibushi. I said it at the beginning of this tournament. I'm still saying it now. I think it's going to be Ibushi beating Sonata. I think I really think that because of the fact that Naito and Ibushi like to almost kill each other, that feels like a natural Wrestle Kingdom main event. If they nearly kill each other at Dominion, I can't imagine what they're going to do at Wrestle Kingdom. That's how I kind of look at it. That's the dome. That's the big pressure match. Mm-hmm. But we got just a few more minutes left before we start letting the happy hour begin. And so let's talk about where we might be going, because the end of the tunnel is nigh. Sunday night. After Sunday, the G1 is over, and we are headed on the road to Tag League and the Best of Super Juniors. In the middle of that is going to be Power Struggle. I'm going to throw to Tama first. What's one big prediction for this fall that you could make right now?
God comes in, dominate the Tag League, go on to Wrestle Kingdom, and become champs.
Ooh,
at there you Wrestle go. Kingdom.
There you go. That's so you finally win Tag League, something you guys have never been able to do. You finally win at Wrestle Kingdom, which I believe is also you've never mm-hmm. been able to win at Wrestle Kingdom. Finally check those boxes. Finally ascend to the top of the mountain.
A lot of finalies.
Hey, I think I speak for a lot of GOD fans. So I'm like, we've been waiting for that, for you guys to hold those titles high. But let's throw it to T now. Big prediction. It can be about GOD. It can be about Bullet Club. It can be about anyone. Big prediction for the fall.
Well, yeah, that's a given. I think what Tom just stated. I'm going to say that's going to happen because that's not a surprise to me.
Gotcha.
I think Will Ospreay and his Bay of Pigs acquire a big name. I think they get somebody like everyone's like, whoa.
Mm.
Like, because what happened last night was not like, whoa. Yeah. It was more like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, darn. It's definitive. Because me and Tama have talked about this in the happy hours. Will has been kind of hinting at the heel turn, but he hasn't, as Tama started talking about peeling the apple. And now I feel like the apple's starting to get peeled. And so you think that you think the next big move is going to be someone big. I'm gonna ask you to throw out a name, even if it's just a wild guess. Who do you think they take? Okay. So Ospreay.
Oh,
Ospreay poaches Sonata, puts that final pin in LIJ, maybe. Mm.
Yeah, and I'm saying I feel like LIJ is just one member after another. They're gone.
It would be interesting if Will is able to somehow just take all of the disgruntled members from various groups as it goes. He takes himself out of Chaos. He takes Sonata out of LIJ. Ospreay's in it to wreck some stuff. Well, we've reached the end of end of this big man. G1 finals are coming up. Where can people find you? T, first of all, throw your social media out there. Let's wrap this up so we can talk to the subscribers.
I'm Tongaloa. Wait, what? Yeah. Tongaloa NJPW. That's both on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Nice.
All
perfect.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah. Hey, Ross, dude, I don't know my social media. You go ahead, plug me in. Dude.
That's right. and again, Tonga, if you ever need this service, I'm available. Tom is available ever at the good bad guy Tama Tonga on Instagram, as well as at Tama_Tonga on Twitter. And obviously the podcast you can find at Thomas Island on all platforms. I'm at Ross W. Berman, IV. Sunday morning is going to be the G1 finals. Saturday morning is B block finals. It's going to be a fun weekend. We hope you all enjoy it.
Definitely. Ross, thank you very much for facilitating this. Guys,
thank you.
Hey, thank you for being a special guest here. Thank you for doing this. Guys, everyone from Thomas Island, thank you very much for joining us and being a part of this. This is great. We're gonna get going here. We're gonna finish up with the podcast and continue on with the happy hour. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. Join us next week as we continue on with Thomas Island podcast. You guys enjoy the G1. Peace.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.